Intelligent Medicine is sponsored by Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and healthy eaters get lower rates on their life insurance. Go to healthiq.com/Hoffman to support the show and see if you qualify. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and once again, we're answering your questions. This is part two of today's broadcast. I'm with Layla Mutin, who is our nutritionist in residence. And Layla, what's our next question?
Our next question, we have an email from Kelly. I'm 53 years old and experiencing hot flashes and water retention. What are good supplements and foods that can help me? Oh, wow.
Okay. Well, what are we talking about here?
Okay. Kelly, the first thing I would say to you is, have you ever read The Wisdom of Menopause by Dr. Christiane Northrup, number one? I'm being presumptuous here that right. At 53, that she may be menopausal or something, and maybe the hot flashes, the water retention.
A reasonable assumption.
A reasonable assumption. But there are lots of other things that can cause hot flashes. It could be what you're eating, what you're drinking, caffeine at the wrong
time of day.
Ups and downs in blood sugar. Water retention can be caused by too much sodium in the diet. Mm-hmm. Let's really get back to basics here.
Or even allergenicity. You know, we find that people go on a low-carb diet, they shed enormous amounts of weight in the first week. That's not fat, that's water retention.
Yes. And then after that, you actually go into a nice fat burning. We don't know Kelly's weight. We don't know how she eats. If this is indeed menopausal symptom, something like maybe estrovera or sage tea.
Yeah, let's talk about estrovera. Estrovera is a
Siberian rhubarb.
Yeah. And interestingly, it does not seem to have an estrogenic effect, but it seems to have a blocking effect on, I guess, LH or FSH, which may help to regulate hot flashes. It works for many of our patients. It's by a company called Metagenics. Again, that's available through Fullscript. Say the name again.
Estrovera. Estrovera. Kelly, first of all, eliminate sugar, eliminate caffeine, your coffee, your tea, your chocolate, your diet soda. Eliminate alcohol. This causes a detox reaction during the night, especially things like red wine, which some people are more reacting to. Could be the sulfites.
You know, what happens here is, from a hormonal standpoint, you know, we tend to think of menopause as like the lights go off. You know, it's like the sun goes down and the estrogen goes away. Actually, it's a turbulent period where you get surges of estrogen, high, low, and it's kind of a sputtering out of your estrogen production. And sometimes I say it kind of ends, you know, your menstrual history ends like the 1812 overture, you know. You know, like the famous crescendo at the end of the 1812 overture. It's like with a bang, not with a whimper. And we call that estrogen dominance, where there's probably not enough progesterone, and there's probably surges of estrogen. Estrogen tends to swell you up.
Yes.
Many women report that their bra size increases as they move into their 40s and 50s. And their hips get unwieldy, you know, in terms of managing that. Because there's a lot more estrogen. And of course, unfortunately, that is a time of prime risk for uterine cancer and breast cancer because of the high hormone levels, unopposed by adequate progesterone. So a little natural progesterone to the skin, or sometimes I give it orally, helps sleep, helps hot flashes, helps balance that. How do you reduce estrogen?
I mean, fiber, what we were just talking about.
Fiber.
Yeah.
If you're constipated, it's no good. If you're overweight, it's no good. If you're inactive, physically inactive.
Yes. Dim. We like dim.
Dim.
To help regulate hormones.
Brevail. Calcium deglucarate.
Yes. Flax, lignans, and Brevail. Calcium deglucarate. A specific form of calcium that is particularly
It helps
helpful
with, the glucuric acid in there is something which helps with the detoxification. And by the way, why does alcohol make things worse? Alcohol blocks the detoxification of estrogen in the liver.
Because it needs to be metabolized first. So everything else is backed up.
And some women say, well, you know, you only drink like a glass or two of wine a day. That's moderate.
That's a lot.
That's too much for, that's too much for that situation.
And especially in the setting of estrogen dominance. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And talk about water retention. That will only get worse in your 50s, Kelly, if that's a regular thing, having a couple of libations like that.
Yeah. So I mean, there's some also some thought about soy as a blocker. Remifemin, which is
Remifemin,
Remifemin, it, I find, is more for the mood stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so Remifemin is the cohosh.
Yes. Oh, black cohosh.
Black cohosh.
Yeah.
But Remifemin is very popular worldwide for treatment of menopausal symptoms.
Now, black cohosh, I think there's, or cohosh, there's, we do have to watch liver function tests.
Okay.
With black cohosh. So that's one of the things. But taking something like DIM, taking more fiber, taking Breville, calcium D-glucarate, these are the places I would start. And maybe some L-taurine for that water retention. Watch your salt intake. It's not the salt shaker, you know. It's the processed food. Sliced bread has more sodium than you're ever going to pour out of your salt shaker onto your salad, for example, or something like that. So things to keep in mind.
Yeah, some people are salt sensitive, and others not.
Yeah. You need a good quality assessment of your diet, Kelly. That's really the first place to start.
And a detox.
And a detox.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, some good advice on that from our friend... Anne-Louise Gittleman, which she wrote before the change, which is about perimenopause. And it's got really good advice on how to navigate those years. She was recently a guest on the show, and that's you can listen to the podcast.
Is that the latest book by Anne-Louise
Gittleman? She revised the Before the Change. Okay. So there's a second edition of that. I think called Before the Change.
Terrific.
But we discussed it in a podcast last month. Okay, so the good point at which to pause, because we allow our sponsors an opportunity to share a message with you. So please listen up.
As a health-conscious person, you're going to love our new sponsor, HealthIQ. HealthIQ uses science and data to secure lower rates on life insurance for health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, strength trainers, healthy eaters, and more. The HealthIQ advantage is their unique mortality model on the health-conscious and lower rates for health-conscious people, like a good driver savings on auto insurance. They also have unique underwriting that's tailored to the needs of the health-conscious, so things like having an adverse family history won't typically drive your rates up. You can actually qualify for up to 33% savings by doing things like taking a health IQ quiz and scoring elite, having a membership to a qualifying association or gym for more than 1 year, and more. Health IQ believes the best way to improve the health of the world is to celebrate the health conscious rather than penalizing those who are not. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/Hoffman or mention the promo code Hoffman when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Even if you don't qualify, HealthIQ will use their world-class underwriting team and shop the nation's top 30 carriers to get you the lowest retail rate in the market. So don't miss your chance to save up to 33% in your life insurance and check out healthiq.com/Hoffman to see if you qualify today.
Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what makes intelligent medicine a free resource to you. So now back to our questions. Layla, what's next?
What a great question. Matt writes, "Hi, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. I hate to be whiny about something, but do you have any opinion or explanation of these bizarre teaser videos that are sent out by some of our holistic practitioners that make some rather incredible claims and they go on and on and on without revealing the supplement or the product that they've got us on the hook for, you know.
They bury the lead.
They bury the lead. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Until you sign up and join some insiders club where you could get the answer.
Yeah.
I failed to stay on until the end, but was close to an hour. But what possible purpose does this strategy have?
You know, so this is actually it's a genre of advertising. And it's a sort of a literary genre too, because they have writers who write this stuff. And I happen to know about this because, you know, around, 20, 25 years ago, I investigated, you know, getting involved with some of those marketing, organizations, basically. And they have writers and they have outreach. And, you know, and I was busy as a practitioner. I couldn't do my own marketing. And I figured, hey, you know, I'm popular. They approached me. They said, you can be our, you know, our spokesperson, you can be the face of this. And it was all about generating money and profits, which they would share with me, but it was you know, a money-making operation. And I just said, no. I just said, I'm not going to go that route because, I'm in it for the long haul.
Yes.
I'm in it for the long haul. And I just, you know, there were some marginal products that they were kind of pushing on me, that they wanted me to, you know, like male enhancement products and things that.
Okay.
And I just felt like instead of me being the face of it, I was being sort of manipulated. And I said, okay, you know, I'm just going to thank you very much. Good luck. And they're probably still out there doing that kind of thing. Now, the reason that you get this stuff is there are mailing lists. Once you buy supplements from certain outfits, you go to a mailing list, and they also have you demographically, because everybody's got a profile in social media. So they know that you are a certain income, they know you're a certain age, they know that you're health conscious. This is data that's mined, and they sell these mailing lists.
Even from
they're
shopping websites and all of that.
They're targeted. So, it's almost like if you give like a dollar to a political party for the rest of your life, you're going to be bombarded by that party.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, you take it with a grain of salt. You know, it...
I've never gotten to the end of one of those videos watching them, by the way. I just never have.
And by the way, there's some very good and informative videos out there. Like, I just mentioned last hour that Dr. David Diamond's videos, where he's selling nothing, but he's informing people about his investigations and research about the cholesterol hypothesis and the how statins have been oversold. Yeah. And he's a generous guy, and he's got a day job. He's a professor. You know, he's not even pushing a book, frankly. So there's no vitamins on his website. I mean, he's clean as the driven snow. So, you know, we all have to make a living. I get it. And, you know, it also, I mean, there's certain logistic costs associated with having a media organization like we do, you know, with getting, you know, stuff out and produced. And so, some of that, is subsidized through our recommendations that people purchase their supplements at Fullscript, you know, frankly.
Oh, so Matt,
But you have a lot of choice. I mean, it's not
you
like
you have
we're
a
saying,
lot of choice. Navigate carefully.
And support our sponsors, too. I mean,
yes,
you know.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it's been rare that I've gotten to the end of any of those videos. And not necessarily what Matt is talking about from certain holistic health practitioners, but you know, other sites like personal finance or some other type of product or something like that. So I get what he's talking about. Matt actually has another question, Dr. Hoffman.
Okay.
My question is about stem cells and particularly in the context of fighting cancer. Often we hear about the failure of conventional therapies to eliminate stem cells that initiate cancer. Yet my understanding is that stem cells are everywhere in the body. So what exact stem cells are they referring to? And also, isn't there a theory that a stem cell will initiate cancer?
Right. So this is very complicated because stem cells are all the rage for joint problems, regenerating synovial membrane, but also for regenerating things like the Langerhans cells in the pancreas to take type 1 diabetics and cure them or to... take people with Parkinson's disease or Alzheimer's disease and regenerating their brains and, you know, taking blind people and regrowing their retinas with stem cells. And it's a very promising area, but it is an area that is not quite ready for prime time. And some practitioners who I refuse to join ranks with are, I think, in a fraudulent way, pushing the potential of stem cells beyond its the real science. And stem cells, actually I read a recent review of stem cells for joint problems, and it's very hard to ascertain with joint problems because there's a big placebo effect when you get any kind of procedure. If you inject, you know, saline into somebody's knee, they're going to feel better. You know, they got a procedure, it's a subjective, pain is a subjective, and, you know, is a subjective thing.
And the suggestion is that this is supposed to help me.
Yeah. So it's very hard to do studies on it, but now the studies are starting to show that they may have something with stem cells. And the thing about stem cells, they have to be prepared in a certain way. They can't just be suck them out of your bone marrow or suck them out of your tummy in adipose cells and they're going to know what to do. They have to be coaxed into
They have to differentiate the right way.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So this issue with differentiation is a cancer cell is completely undifferentiated. It's not a specialized mm-hmm. cell. Mm-hmm. It's very primitive. So is a stem cell. It is thought that when cancer becomes very resistant to chemotherapy, it resembles stem cells. It is so primitive that it is pluripotent. In other words, it has the potential to grow in anything.
Uh-huh.
Which in that case is not a good thing, because it can elude any kind of therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's treatment-resistant cancer. So a concern is that stem cells may, in some instances, when injected into people, grow into cancer. Now, there's only been a few documented cases of that. There was a case, and I cited it in a recent newsletter, of a guy who went to China, I think it was, and he had some kind of paralysis, and everybody said, forget about it, but they said, you know, come to China, we're willing to do it. Hey, you know, it's advanced, experimental. And they injected his spine.
Uh-huh.
And he developed a very, very weird cancer, like a almost never heard of type of cancer in the
wow.
spine. So does that happen very often? I don't think they're keeping good records on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is a bit of a concern. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'd be one thing if it was really worked out and it was definitely going to help people. But, you know, if it was going to help people, I think probably one of the first people to be cured would be Michael J. Fox, you know, with stem cells.
Yeah, and his Parkinson's.
And if you see Michael J. Fox, I mean, the remarkable thing is that his Parkinson's seems rather stable.
Yeah.
But it's not cured.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Maybe one day.
Oh, yeah, I definitely think there's potential needs to a lot of research going into that. But, mm-hmm. you know, here's an example where often the medical establishment is wrong and, you know, we can jump ahead and do innovative things in a holistic medicine. But here's an instance where I think holistic medicine has appropriated something from conventional medicine and is exploiting it before it's ready.
Mm-hmm.
And, mm-hmm. you know, I would look to the major university centers, you know, Harvard, Mayo Clinic, Johns Hopkins, centers of excellence. If you want to undergo a clinical trial for some god-awful condition you have with stem cells, you know, give it a shot. Mm-hmm. With a clinical trial, there's no surety that it's going to work.
Yeah.
But at least it'll be done with careful supervision. It'll be properly vetted and mm-hmm. the stem cells will be prepared in such a fashion that they're safe, hopefully.
Yes. Yes.
And more likely to do the job for
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Wow. So, not ready for prime time.
Yeah, but I hear some of my colleagues just really promoting stem cells. For all,
yeah.
It's like no matter what you come up with, they say, well, you never know. You know, the stem cells, we inject them and they'll find their way to whatever ails you, you know, and they'll fix you right up,
mm.
you know. And that's it, you know.
It's not necessarily
not been demonstrated.
The case.
No.
Not going to find their way to where they're supposed
to go. And FDA is cracking down on it.
Okay.
Which in this case, I mean, not a big fan of the FDA, but in this case, I think.
That's a good thing.
It's to protect the public because people spend inordinate amounts of money for this.
Sure.
It's a big ticket item.
Yeah.
And it's a profit maker for the people offering stem cells. Mm-hmm. And if they're offering it as part of a clinical trial, you know, from an ethical standpoint, a clinical trial should be research.
Mm-hmm.
And research should be free, if you're going to be
yes.
a guinea pig for research.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
So that's it on stem cells.
Yeah.
All right.
Fascinating stuff. Matt, thank you very much for your questions.
So I'll remind our listeners that you can send questions to radioprogram@AOL.com and give it a week or two
mm-hmm.
because it may be that we're only slightly backlogged. We should be able to get your question pretty quickly, but keep listening. Some people say, I posed a question and, you know, I never heard it. It's be patient because we'll usually get around to your question unless there's
yes.
some reason it's inappropriate. You
yes.
know? So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, questions of a very complex nature or, the silly questions. Sometimes we reserve the right to not
exactly.
answer those questions.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for listening. And thank you, Layla.
Thank you, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you, everybody.
Until next week, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is our weekly Q&A with Layla, our Intelligent Medicine podcast for midweek.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, There's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.